Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the crazy maze of modern life. You know that feeling when you just snap? Like, bam! Suddenly you're yelling at a stranger over spilled coffee or having an epic meltdown about something utterly ridiculous. Yeah, we've all been there. Today on the Dopamine Reset Protocol, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of emotional triggers. Those pesky little things that can send us spiraling into a vortex of anger, anxiety, or sadness. Why are they so darn powerful? And more importantly, how do we learn to manage them like the badass humans we truly are? Ever felt like you're constantly on edge, reacting rather than responding? You know that feeling when your coworker asks for a favor and suddenly you're picturing yourself drowning in spreadsheets and deadlines? Those are emotional triggers at work. They're sneakily disguised patterns in our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, often stemming from past experiences or deeply ingrained beliefs. Think of them like landmines waiting to explode. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate this minefield with grace and wisdom. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. Listen up. The first step is recognizing your personal triggers. What sets you off? Is it a specific word, situation, or even time of day? Pay attention to those moments when you feel your emotions escalating. Journaling can be super helpful here. Jot down the trigger, your feelings, and your reactions. 2. Past wounds can linger. Your childhood experiences, past relationships, and even traumatic events can shape your emotional responses today. Sometimes, a seemingly innocuous situation can tap into an old wound, triggering a strong emotional reaction. Recognizing this connection is key to healing and moving forward. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever find yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of negativity? Triggers often fuel those unhelpful thought patterns. Learn to identify these thoughts and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, your thoughts are not facts, they're just interpretations. 4. Breathe, breathe, breathe. In the heat of the moment, when your emotions are running high, take a deep breath. Seriously. It sounds simple, but focusing on your breath can help calm your nervous system and give you space to think rationally. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or yoga to build your emotional resilience. 5. Seek support when needed. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor can provide invaluable support and guidance. Sharing your experiences and learning coping strategies from others can be incredibly empowering. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working professional who's always under pressure. She's known to get super irritable when her colleagues are late for meetings, a seemingly small trigger that sends her into a frenzy of emails and sighs. One day she realizes that her reaction stems from a childhood experience where punctuality was paramount. By acknowledging this past connection, Sarah begins to understand her emotional response and learns to manage it better. She starts practicing mindfulness techniques and using positive affirmations to shift her perspective. Slowly but surely, Sarah gains control over her triggers and becomes less reactive. Remember, understanding your emotional triggers is like unlocking a hidden code that explains your behavior patterns. It's about gaining self-awareness, challenging negative thoughts, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. This isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of growth and discovery. So, my friends, go out there and start unpacking those emotional triggers. Remember, you have the power to manage your reactions and live a more fulfilling life. and don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing from you and learning how we can all support each other on this journey. Catch you in the next episode, same time, same dopamine reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.